I briefly mentioned before how the beginning of class travel began in the 19th century West with the stagecoach industry. The stagecoach industry created class travel by necessity. For example, if you were to purchase a first-class ticket for a trip, that ticket gave you a lot of privileges. The greatest of them was you could stay seated. If the stagecoach had difficulty climbing a steep grade, or if it got stuck in the mud, or if it broke down, a first-class passenger could remain seated through it all. If you purchased a second-class ticket, you could also remain seated until there was a problem. In that case, if there was a problem, the second-class ticket holder had to get off the coach until the problem was solved. It's like you could just hang out, watch the problem get solved, smoke a cigarette, whatever. Then you get back on, and away you go. It's like a smoke break. Not bad. But if you held a third-class ticket, you definitely had to get off in the case of a problem, because the third-class ticket holders were the solution. They were responsible for fixing the problem. They had to do whatever was necessary to keep the coach moving. They could push a stuck wagon, pull a wagon, repair broken wheels or axles, tend to the needs of the horses, even help protect the coach from bandits. If I was getting on, I'd be looking over the third-class passengers. The service of the third-class passengers was essential to a successful voyage. They better be handy. In our gospel today, Jesus said, if you want to be great, you will be the servant. If you want to be first, you will be the slave of all. That word slave, the Greek word for it is doulos, which means one who serves. It's used 119 times in the New Testament, this sense of service. So with our little stagecoach history, we could say that today, our Lord elevates the third-class status to holiness. James and John, who wanted places of honor, wanted a first-class ride. Following our Lord is not a first-class affair, because true followers of Jesus will do whatever is necessary, whatever they have to do. All right. I mentioned last week that you would receive this insert in the bulletin mailed to your home, this stewardship insert of time, talent, and treasure. And I said in one of my homilies last week, and all of my homilies are a little different, or else I get bored. But in one of them, I used the word engaged. How engaged are you in your parish? We want to serve our Lord, we want to serve others, and we want to serve our parish. The best word to describe an active person in a parish is engaged. You come to Mass, you bring your faith in our Lord Jesus, you're engaged right now. You contribute and assist with our financial obligations. You're engaged. You're active. You're making it successful. And we have all kinds of opportunities to become engaged. So my staff and I developed this insert, and we wanted to achieve a couple of things. First, it's a tool for you and for me to assess how engaged we are in the life of this parish. In addition to a tool, it's an opportunity for perhaps you to do more, or perhaps to do something different. You know that I need greeters, I need ushers, I need lectors, I need servers, I need deacons, I need a music ministry people, Eucharistic ministers. I need people to express the life of this parish. We have organizations throughout our parish. We have our primary apostolate as Trinity Catholic Schools. Trinity Catholic Schools is the primary apostolate of every parish in this town. How do we know what a primary apostolate is? Where do all of our resources go? Where do the majority of our resources go? So you can fill this out. We'd like them returned. How do I use my time, talent, and treasure? And when you're active in a ministry, I mean, Mass just goes by. Right, girls? Yep, see, they're awake. Mass just goes by. I can do four Masses today because, you know, I'm here. Time just flies. So I want to say to you, think of yourself as a third-class parishioner. Parishioners who are useful, you are reliable, you're part of the solution when something needs to be fixed. You are like the third-class passengers on a stagecoach. You are essential for a successful parish. And as your pastor, I want to say I'm grateful. This would be a strange church if it was just me showing up. And it would be a strange church if it was just you showing up. I need you, and I'm grateful. Your service to our parish is indeed service to our Lord.